fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live on Sunday, the 11th day of February, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I have a special announcement. I don't do this very frequently. In fact, I can't recall the last time I did it. We have an event coming up. It's titled the Defenders of America event. This is put on by the Constitution Party and co-hosting with the Missourians Against Illegal Immigration. There's a situation in a little town called Valley Park, Missouri, that passed an ordinance making it illegal for landlords to rent property to illegal immigrants. The ACLU, God bless their little hearts, is suing the city of Valley Park, and it's got to be quite expensive, as you might expect. On Saturday, the 24th of February, at the Valley Park Middle School cafeteria, there will be a fundraiser to help the city of Valley Park. Tickets are $15 at the door. I'll make this announcement a little later in the program also, so you can write this down. And that's at number 1 Main Street in Valley Park. Pretty small place. Everybody in town knows where the middle school is. There is a contact person and a contact phone number. That would be Donna at the following phone number. 314 area code 956-6181. I say again, 314-956-6181. The fundraiser begins at 7:15. Doors open at 6:30. There'll be a number of speakers. I expect to be there, although I'm not a speaker. I've rented a table, and I'm helping sponsor the event. If you live within 100 miles or so of St. Louis and would like to help this little town fight the American Civil Liberties Union and stand up for their rights to have a community free of illegal immigrants, we could certainly appreciate your help. So this is the John Moore Show, and we do focus primarily on preparedness. These bizarre weather events continue to happen. I was just touring one of these events here in Mount Vernon, Illinois, just over the past few hours. I got hit by these 100-mile-plus straight-line winds that have become no longer a rare event, but have become a frequent event all over the planet. You're going to see a lot more of that. Our first break coming up.
Do you
stay tuned. The call number is
800-313-9443.
Stay tuned.
Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It says J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 11th of February, 2007. Well, if you have a farm or a ranch, almost without a doubt, unless you're some kind of Amish person, you have multiple gas-powered implements, which would include line trimmers, chainsaws, lawnmowers, possibly even a gas motor to pump water, and so forth. And almost always there'll be multiple different manufacturers of these different gasoline-driven implements. There's a reason why I'm mentioning all this. Most ranches and most farms, most of the time, will have 6 or 7 or 8 red plastic gas cans with the correct oil-to-gasoline ratio marked in a black magic marker. For all these different implements. It gets to be complex. It gets to be burdensome, to say the least. Here's a way to simplify your life. I've done this. It works. You can put this in the bank. AMSOIL. AMSOIL makes a gasoline additive with 1 gas-to-oil ratio for all of your 2-cycle gasoline-operated implements. We've had a number of Forest Service places places, Forest Service places, forestry places that have done this, and it has been a dramatic change for the men that do these, keep all the maintenance up on these implements. Just to have one gasoline additive for all your two-cycle implements. Being out in the farm and a ranch is tough enough, and this is one way to make life considerably easier, where you have one gas can with one oil-to-gas ratio that takes care of all your two-cycle implements. So you need to consider that, in my opinion. You would be well worth your while to consider it, and contact Evelyn Brown about the AMSOIL two-cycle gas additive. It's synthetic, by the way, so you get some extra value there in terms of helping out your equipment. Her toll-free number, Monday through Friday, during normal business hours, is 800-303-5902. 800-303-5902. Evelyn Brown, she'll be glad to help you get what you need to help those two-cycle implements be a lot easier to maintain and take care of. Talking to a freeze-dry guy the other day, he wants to continue his January special into February. He's had so many calls from you folks. It's been a good little special for him, and it's been helpful for all of you that have been getting these products. So here's the special continuing into January. This is a real nice compact case that's only 5 inches by 8 inches by 12 inches. Contains a lot of food for the money. 13 cups of Mountain Stew, 11 cups of Stroganoff casserole, 29 tablespoons of dehydrated butter, 11 cups of fruit cocktail, 40 cups of potato granules, and 28 cups of applesauce. All of that's a lot of food, 103 cup servings plus the butter, for $62 for one case, which includes the shipping. Don't forget, that's shipping heavy stuff. It adds up quick. $62 for one case, $166 for three cases. Save a little more money. Freeze Dry Guy does have a website, of course, freezedryguy.com. And, of course, his toll-free number is 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Tell him you heard about the special on the John Moore Show, and he'll take good care of you. This is the John Moore Show, and we focus on preparedness, anything and everything you want to talk about regarding preparedness. We had a couple of callers last week that had some firearms-related questions. They got in too late. If you want to get your question answered, call early. Don't wait to the last 10, 15 minutes, because we're going to run out of time. So if you have a question about preparedness, get on the phone at 800-313-9443, and we will deal with your question and deal with it effectively. I was talking to an old Special Forces buddy over the weekend about different preparedness-related items, and different topics come up, and what works and what doesn't work, and firearms maintenance came up, and we were talking about magazines for firearms and how easily it is for a otherwise perfectly functioning firearm to become just an attractive paperweight for lack of a good magazine. Now, this is critical, and this happens frequently. Magazines are made from stamped sheet metal, and all it takes is for one to be dropped on a hard surface, like a concrete surface or a steel surface, and you can bend it, you can damage it, you can dent it, and it will no longer function in a proper manner. Sheet metal is not easy to repair. Frequently, it can't be repaired at all. Which means, ladies and gentlemen, if you have firearms that take magazines that are separate, a separate piece from the firearm, you'd be well advised to inventory and stock up on multiple extra magazines. If you have extra magazines for your firearm, that firearm may last 100-plus years. If you don't, the firearm could become useless in a very short period of time. And the older a firearm becomes, the more difficult it becomes to locate the proper magazine. Just because a guy at a gun show tells you it's the right magazine and that it will function doesn't mean it will do so. You're far better off getting your magazines from a known source, a reputable dealer, someone who stocks the precise factory-made magazine for your firearm, as opposed to an aftermarket magazine. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of aftermarket magazines that function perfectly well. However, if you don't know that in advance, you might be getting a pig in a poke, so to speak. So stock up on your extra magazines. If you have a government-issued firearm, your best bet is to get original government-issue magazines for that particular firearm, whether it's a M14 or an M1 carbine. 1911 Colts are a different matter. That's an area where aftermarket magazines, name brand aftermarket magazines, frequently are better than the government issue magazines. Frequently. There's exceptions, of course. Wilson Combat makes an excellent one, for example. That's one of the first ones that come to mind. Wilson Combat aftermarket magazines. So that's one of the few exceptions. But when it comes to your M1 carbines, your M14s, M1 Garands, I'm not aware of any aftermarket magazines for them, the 8-round in block clips. You're better off getting the GI magazines. So just keep that in mind. And make sure your magazines stay clean. Keep them unloaded except one you keep for your ready rack. Keep them unloaded. Keep them in a cool, dry place. Check them at least once a year for corrosion. Rust is the enemy of any firearm and any magazine. When you pack them away, it wouldn't hurt to put a light coat of some kind of a lubricant or rust preventive on them to make sure that they don't get rusty. And then check them for function once in a while. It doesn't hurt at all. Check them for damage, especially if anybody else has access to your magazines and might be borrowing them or using them. Make sure they return them in the same condition that you loaned them out. Clean, lubricated, with no dents. If there's any question, check them out for function. This is critical. If you need your magazine for a life and death situation to make your firearm function properly, you have to know it's something you can rely on with no questions whatsoever. No questions whatsoever. Sometimes different ammunitions will cycle differently in semi-automatic weapons. We run into this a lot. And it might be perfectly good ammunition and cycle perfectly well in one firearm, but the same ammunition may not function in another firearm. We run into this also. So once again, if you're stocking up ammunition to be used for serious purposes, for life and death situations, you want to make sure that the ammunition has been tested and tested thoroughly in the firearm of choice, whether it's your 1911, your M14, your M1 carbine, whatever it might be. So just keep that in mind and be sure to test on anything you might be wanting to use. This is a live call-in show. We do enjoy your questions and look forward to getting them at 800-313-9443. I was amazed last week. We had a Super Bowl game, and I think the line. Thomas, am I still on the air? Okay, thank you. I heard some noise on the line, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to make sure we were still live on the air here. We had a Super Bowl game last week and still had some great calls, and look forward to having those this week as well. I was mentioning earlier the fundraiser for the Constitution. The fundraiser that the Constitution Party is putting on for the city of Valley Park. Now, the mayor there is Mayor Jeffrey Whitaker, and they're looking forward to meeting as many listeners as we can get. We got a break coming up. The call in number is 800-313-9443. ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs, then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. Best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 11th day of February, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I know we have new listeners every week, and if you want to see my photo, read my bio, you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Don't forget to put the V on there, Tango Hotel Echo, or you'll get someplace you don't want to be. My website is now featuring steam engines manufactured by Mike Brown in Springfield, Missouri. Mike is a true Renaissance man, and quite frankly, he's brilliant. And these steam engines are quite unique. The only steam engines being manufactured in the United States of America suitable for use on the farm and the ranch for generating electricity or pumping water or turning a wheel to run wood lays or anything like that, that kind of energy can be used for, even running a motor launch if you choose. So all the information you need to get you started is on my website, and then I've got a link to Mike Brown if you want to get the books and the videos to really get an in-depth education about what steam power can do and how it works. Now go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Don't forget to check out my article, No Need for Panic. Might be the best $5 you ever spent. And learn about the truth behind the deception of global warming. Truth behind the correct timetable, as opposed to the fictitious one that Al Gore is putting out, the true timetable for evacuating government officials and preparing to deal with rising ocean levels. It's all contained in my article, No Need for Panic, available at my website. We have our first caller, and we got Kerry in Louisiana. Kerry, are you there, sir?
Yes, how you doing, Mr. Moore?
Good. What's on your mind today?
We're talking about survival, right?
Yes, sir.
I have read some articles and heard from some, quote, survivalist people that you really need to have some salt available.
Salt, you cannot live without salt. Now, being near the ocean means you in the Gulf of Mexico means you can get salt just by evaporating ocean water.
Right.
But if once you're a couple hundred miles away from the ocean, that's not an option anymore.
Exactly. That's why I have a couple of cases of salt, iodized salt, in my office.
Well, there's two reasons to get salt. One is for use of your loved ones and yourself, of course, because human beings cannot live without salt. But quite frankly, Kerry, it is almost the ideal barter item for the following two reasons. And this applies to any perfect barter item. It's almost dirt cheap right now in normal times.
Extraordinarily cheap.
And extraordinarily cheap. A guy that drives a forklift could buy a dump truck load of it, literally.
Yeah.
And in hard times, in serious long-term hard times, it is very precious and ideal. Also because it requires no refrigeration. Insects and animals won't bother it. It doesn't take much to keep it. You know, mice won't bother it. Insects won't bother it. It never goes bad. Easy to store for those reasons. So it is probably the ideal barter item and survival item for those reasons.
So, I mean, how would you buy it? In one-pound boxes?
The one-pound boxes are perfect for barter because you can look at it and instantly know what you're getting.
Ah.
And I haven't looked recently, but it was possible to buy a one-pound container of iodized salt for less than a dollar, way less than a dollar, possibly 50 cents. I don't know what it's going for in the stores right now. Very cheap. But if you get it in bulk, if you get it in 100-pound sacks, you know, you're not going to be paying much for it. And, of course, you could get it from an industrial supplier and literally get it loose by the dump truck load if you chose to.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd want it in something that I could, as you say, barter with.
You can still weigh it out and put it in paper sacks and sell it to people, but it's a lot easier and quicker and handier if it's in one-pound containers.
I just looked at the ones I have under my desk here, and it's like 1 pound, 10 ounces, I think. Let me see.
Right.
Yeah, this is Morton iodized salt, 26 ounces, 1 pound, 10 ounces. And if I remember correctly, I got these at Walmart for, I don't know, less than a buck. It was super cheap. And I got
very
two
cheap
cases just because this person said you're going to need salt.
It's not an option.
And what I've read since then is that dying from a lack of salt is, you know, we got so much processed salt, so much salt in our processed food, it's unbelievable. Without all that, if you're trying to, like, eat roots and raw game and what have you, without salt, death from lack of salt, even if you have water, is supposed to be excruciatingly painful.
It is. It is. Every joint in your body will be in excruciating pain.
Well,
and, in fact, a lot of the arthritis people experience now is due to dehydration and lack of salt, a combination. But most of it's dehydration.
I didn't know that before.
Well,
a few months ago.
Yeah, well, my wife's a chiropractor. I mention it once in a while, but
yes,
she's had patients over the years that tell her, quote unquote, they never drink water. And coffee, tea, and soft drinks and alcohol, even though they're full of water, will not properly hydrate you.
No.
You just need plain old potable water. You need a lot of it to be healthy. A lot of we got a break. Hold on, Kerry, through the break.
Yes,
so this is an important topic.
I got a couple other questions.
Yeah, hold on through the break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 11th of February, 2007. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking with Carrie in Louisiana, and salt may not sound like a terribly exciting topic, sodium chloride salt, not terribly exciting at all. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we take it for granted. We've got, Carrie mentioned this earlier, processed food, which we, most of us eat because it's so inexpensive and makes our lives simpler, has so much salt in it. We have plenty of salt in our normal diet right now, but in hard times, if we're eating food that we grow and capture and gather, that salt's not going to be in the food. And if you don't have a source of salt, you're going to be in deep trouble health-wise very, very quickly. Carrie, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, I don't know that we've exhausted the salt topic before we move on to your other questions, but you bring up something that is one of the most basic building blocks of any good preparedness program, and that's having a supply of iodized salt. If you're away from the ocean, iodized salt. If you're not, it's not too much of an issue if you're near the ocean.
Well, yeah. If you're near the ocean, you can get salt out of evaporating salt water, ocean water.
Right.
And with rising sea levels, do you really want to be located there?
Well, it's not how close you are to the ocean, it's how far above it you are.
Ah, okay.
And that's the key thing. But most areas near the ocean, of course, are going to be not high above it either.
No. I mean, in South Louisiana, if you're near the Gulf of Mexico, you're, you know, at sea level.
Right. Well, some of these, I was talking to a friend about some of these islands in the Caribbean. It is possible to be on a fairly small island, only maybe 12 by 12 miles, and be 3,000 feet above sea level.
But then, then you got to hike down 3,000 feet to get to the seawater.
Well, that's true. But you may, well, after the oceans come up, you may not be hiking down quite that far.
You're right. You're right. I'd rather have a few cases of iodized salt, you know, for my own. I mean, you can use salt. I mean, number one, you need it. Number two, you can use it to preserve meat.
Absolutely.
And some other stuff. And like you say, it'd be a good barter tool.
Absolutely. It serves many purposes. It's the ideal barter item. Dirt cheap now and very precious later.
And, it's been used as money in the past. Roman soldiers were paid with salt.
It has. You're absolutely right. So anyway, Kerry, moving on, you had some other questions?
Yes, sir, I did. I keep hearing that 22 caliber rounds, long rifle especially, would be a good barter tool into the apocalypse we're probably headed to.
Well, that's mentioned by most people who consider themselves experts and write books and so forth about this topic, and it's very true. You can go to the most remote Eskimo village in Alaska. You can go to pretty primitive villages in Brazil and South America, and most of the men will recognize 22 caliber ammunition as something that's useful that either they could use or they could trade themselves.
It's that popular around?
It is.
You recommend long rifle or short rifle or what?
Long rifle. That's the most.
Long rifle is like
the
standard.
That's the most popular round is the long rifle. I wouldn't necessarily get into the more expensive high-speed round, just standard 22 long rifle when it came to barter items.
You wouldn't try and get into the more powerful hollow point. You just get the standard 22
long. Well, quite frankly, if you study up on the topic, you'll find out that these Stingers and these other really faster ones, they start giving up accuracy, pinpoint accuracy, for that extra velocity.
Yeah. What about hollow points, though?
Hollow points, just standard velocity hollow points, you're not giving up any accuracy there.
But the really fast ones,
the Stingers and some of these others, I don't mean to mention them by name.
Right.
You're starting to give up some little bit of accuracy, not a lot. But if you're looking for really precise shots, you want to stick with standard velocity 22 long rifle.
But would you go with the hollow point, the standard
hollow
bullet?
Hollow point, for hunting, I would want the hollow points to give you a little bit more bang for your buck there.
Okay. What about 22 caliber pellet rifles for, you know, small game? And I'm assuming I'm gonna be stuck in my neighborhood in suburban Baton Rouge. I've got a 93-year-old mother-in-law that lives with us, and
right.
My wife just thinks I'm totally nuts. She's not willing to bug out for anything. I mean, by the time she's going to be willing to bug out, it's going to be way too late.
Well, for survival purposes, a single stroke pump 22 or 177 caliber is what you want. You want no CO2 whatsoever because you're captive to those cartridges, which you cannot refill yourself.
Exactly. Air rifle is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. A single stroke air rifle in 22 caliber or 177 caliber will kill rabbits, kill squirrels, birds, chickens, hawks.
Do you recommend a particular brand? I like Benjamin myself.
Well, the Benjamins, I think, have do they make a single stroke?
I have no idea.
I know that they've
always. I hadn't heard of a single stroke, to be honest with you.
They've got pump air rifles that take multiple pumps, but I'm not up on whether they make a single stroke or not. And there's nothing wrong with a multiple pump air rifles. It's just handier to get your 1,000 feet per second out of one stroke.
So who makes those?
The various European makers is what you're going to run into. There is a website called Pyramid. Somebody will have to give me the spelling, but it's P-Y-M-A-R-I-D, I think.
P-Y-M-A-O-I-D?
P-Y-R-A-M-Y-D, I think, instead of M-I-D.
Wait, is that P or T?
Delta.
D.
Right.
D-Y. Did you say T-A?
Right. Papa, Romeo. Papa, Yankee, Romeo, Alpha, Mike, Yankee, Delta, I think is how it's spelled. They're probably the largest mail order house of air rifles and air pistols. And you can get anything from entry-level Crossman for $50 to $1,000 Olympic-grade firearms.
Don't need Olympic-grade.
Well, there's people who want that stuff. I have no need for it myself. But you can spend $1,000 on an Olympic-grade pistol.
And the nice thing about air rifles, you can buy those over the Internet, right?
They're not considered a firearm.
Okay,
and
good.
You can go to Walmart and get the ammunition.
Right.
You can ship them through the mail without having to worry about the being violating the law.
Mm-hmm.
There's no licenses or permits. Now, there could be some state regulations and especially local regulations regarding air rifles and air pistols that you need to be aware of. And there's too many of them for me to keep track of all of them.
Right.
But that certainly could enter the picture. They're very quiet. They can be very powerful.
Yeah.
The ones that are the most powerful, and you can get up to around 1,200 feet per second, by the way, with some of these powerful air rifles, you're going to give up a slight bit of accuracy, but still acceptable for hunting once you get up around 1,200 feet per second.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, listen, by the way, I'd gotten your No Need for Panic a few months ago. Excellent, excellent paper. I highly recommend all your listeners, you know, spend the cheapest $5 you'll ever spend. Get the paper.
Well, there's a bibliography there, Kerry, and I don't know if you followed up on any of the books.
Not all of them, a few of them.
Well,
it's a pretty big bibliography.
Well, it's a big list. And Professor McCanny's, and I put McCanny's books at the top for obvious reasons. His scientific research is the best you're going to get access to. Outside the classified documents the government has.
Yeah, it's an excellent paper. I highly recommend it.
Well, thank you. And it may become a book. I'm working with a publisher. We have a deal going, and it's just up to John Moore to sit down at the keyboard and start pounding out the words here.
Well, hopefully we have enough time for you to turn it into a book.
Well,
we'll get it distributed.
The time's there if I make use of it.
Well, good. The only other question I have is, what if you live in and I'm guessing this is probably most people, you live in an area or a neighborhood where most people are totally clueless about this. Things get bad, things go down, whatever you want to call it, and whoever survives, how do you organize people into doing something to protect at least the neighborhood from, say, marauding and criminal elements that are in the area?
Right. Well,
and they're everywhere.
Well, Kerry, they're not going to do that. The able-bodied males and or females aren't going to do that until there's an obvious need.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When things go down and everybody's,
right,
like, starving and people are, like, scared and,
right,
and you're hearing stories of marauding criminal elements, how do you get the folks organized?
It's, first of all, you need to know your neighbors, and that's difficult in today's society.
Very difficult.
Whatever it takes to do that, walking the dog or just taking a walk and greeting them and talking to them when they're doing their yard work or washing their car, being involved in local civic activities like church or Kiwanis or Rotary, whatever it takes to meet the people in your neighborhood, that needs to happen because that's the building blocks of trust and is these friendships and personal acquaintances.
So if you wait until things go down, it's kind of pretty much too late?
Well, not necessarily, but it becomes more difficult. It becomes much more
difficult. Because everybody's scared, everybody's desperate.
Well, people are scared, and they don't know who to trust. So any kind of relationship, no matter how slim it may be, if they know they're the neighbor, that you're a neighbor and they know your name, that's a starting point. You might become, you know, your living room or your kitchen, Carrie's living room or Carrie's kitchen might become rumor control central where there's always a pot of coffee on and a crank-powered radio or battery-powered radio where people know they can come to find out what's happening because you've got the police scanner and you've got the radio and you know what's going on.
But
it may come down to building those relationships and that trust after the balloon has gone up, so to speak.
Right.
It's not the best thing, but if it's all you got, it's all you got.
It's just so difficult now. I mean, I walk my block, and it's a big block. It's really like three blocks worth of houses in one block. I walk it pretty much every day.
Right.
And I might see, four or five the same people.
Well, let me give you a heads up. When you're going to see the most, these are homeowners as opposed to apartments.
Right.
You'll see the men and women out doing honeydew projects on Saturdays. That's when you're going to see them out and about, cleaning the yards, cleaning their cars, doing house maintenance. And that's an excellent time just to say hello, introduce yourself.
Just walk up and say hi?
Yeah, just walk up and say, hi, I'm Carrie. I live down the street. I'm your neighbor. Just wanted to say hi and introduce myself.
So when things go down, I'm not going to be a totally strange face. Showing
absolutely.
Up at the door saying, we're having a community meeting of those who are left to see what we can do to survive this thing.
Well, you're going to have to do that at some point, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Fantastic. Mr.
Okay.
Moore, I really appreciate you sure on promoting it, trying to get people to listen to it.
Well,
I've gotten a couple of handfuls to listen to it regularly.
Do what you can, and you're welcome to photocopy. As long as you're not selling my paper, you're welcome to photocopy
and
hand them out.
I might have to do that.
Okay. Thank you,
Carrie. Sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Carrie from Louisiana with some excellent questions and comments. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. Need to check out my website if you haven't recently. We got some new things there, some excellent links. My webmaster is back in the saddle again. In fact, my webmaster is an ordained Lutheran minister, and he's got an interesting new project that I'll be interviewing him, I think, the first week of March, when he's ready to open it up to the public. It's mostly oriented towards Christian men and Christian men who are interested in having an outreach and sharing their faith with others. Not necessarily Lutherans at all, but any Christian man who wants to reach out to co-workers, business acquaintances, friends, and so forth. It's a fascinating project, and I don't want to get into it too deep before he's ready to talk about it publicly. But it certainly got my attention. It's unique, and he's got an approach that will work for most men most of the time. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with all of you out there the first or second week of March when he's ready to go public with this and has everything ready to go. This is the John Moore Show. We talk about preparedness. We talk about any topic you like, because it is a live call-in show. If you just feel some burning desire to talk about geopolitical matters, we can do so. Republic Broadcasting Network is an excellent place. We got John Stattmiller's intelligence report during the afternoon drive time, Monday through Friday. Great way to get updated on the current events. Other shows that will give you an education on geopolitical matters or health-related matters are being broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So this is one-stop shopping for your educational needs, for your health needs, and for your preparedness needs. We have excellent advertisers that will provide you with goods and services that you can't find anyplace else. Things that will help you, as one of our advertisers was saying over one of the breaks recently here, get rid of your mortgage more quickly. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Help getting good quality water filters. That's not an option. I just got a new cartridge for my sink top filter. I have good well water, but I back it up with a good charcoal water filter on the sink top. Getting ready to install a reverse osmosis unit under the sink, by the way. Excellent shortwave radios and publications all available at the Republic Broadcasting Network website. You need to check it out. You really do. I get a number of callers. They don't have internet access. We're quickly approaching the point where not having internet access is almost the same as being illiterate. Not quite, but almost. And I tell people that there's free internet access at almost all local public libraries these days, the same public libraries frequently will have classes at no charge to help you learn how to navigate the Internet. So check out your public library. I encourage you, even if you're not going to make use of their Internet access and classes, your local public library is a wealth of knowledge, far underused in most communities, far underused in most communities. It's a place where you can get what you need to learn how to survive, among other things. A lot of things regarding agriculture and many topics that you wouldn't even think of, books, videotapes. They don't have it frequently. They can get it from another library. So I'm a big supporter of public libraries. Break coming up. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks, and that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call, and these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We have all the time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold. All the precious things love has in store.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It says J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 11th of February, 2007. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about all the different little items and big items that are necessary to be safe and secure and healthy and in long-term survival situations. And we've got a caller on the line, Mark from Minnesota. You there, Mark?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind today, sir?
Like you were talking about, first of all, salt.
Yes, sir.
And is there, you know, like there's iodine salt and there's like plain salt, you know?
Right.
You know, I get two 450-pound bags, right? It probably stack up more than that. But it's non-iodized, and now is that better for, let's say, preserving, let's say, fish and game than iodized salt?
No, it won't make, there'll be no difference. Iodine is a necessary nutrient that humans must have. It's not optional. It's not in there. The little bit that's in there won't make a difference for other purposes, for preserving meat or any other thing. You can use salt for cleaning and different things. It's not going to make a difference. It just has that extra benefit of being there for humans to consume and be healthier.
Because I know, you know, from a buddy, he said that, and I know from history that salt was traded from the east and the west coast and from Minnesota or pipestone for all of your Indian peace pipes were all only made out of pipestone, which only comes from one place. So they know that the Indians traded back and forth pipestone to the east and the west coast and salt all the way into Minnesota.
Right, right. Well, the early pioneers, when I say early, the men who came west in the 1700s and up till about 1800. By 1800, most of the natural inland salt deposits had been claimed by pioneers, and they became family businesses that went on for decades until there was transportation systems that made the transport of salt economical.
Like a ferry mine.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I was wondering, did you ever check up on wild rice? I mean, it's not a wild rice isn't considered a rice.
It's that's
a,
right. Yeah.
It's the only native grain to the United States.
You're right. Wild rice is not rice. It is a grain native to this country that it grows in similar conditions that would be suitable for rice. And have I checked it out in terms of storage? I have not. Have you?
Well, I know that they can keep it 5-10 years. That's not even a problem the way the Indians kept it just in bowls buried. But I was wondering, I didn't look up to see, but I know it has it holds vitamin C and has protein, which is very rare. Both properties are very, very rare and are the only grain in existence that holds both of them.
Right. Well, first of all, you don't want to store white rice, refined white rice at all, because so much of the nutrition has been taken out of it. Brown rice, the reason it goes bad is the oil in the rice makes it go rancid.
No, when you say rice.
Real rice, yeah. Now, wild rice, if you can store it for 5 to 10 years, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
You can store it as long as, I know you can store it as long as, you know,
Hold on, Mark. We're at top of the hour. Hold on to the top of the hour break. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.